New York State recently introduced legislation to ban another hazard in the environment, a particular form of plastic called microbeads. They're tiny spheres of plastic that you find in skincare products like facial scrubs and exfoliants. But they're so small, water treatment plants don't remove them, and they end up in rivers and lakes. A recent study, the first of its kind, looked at plastic in the Great Lakes and how it gets there. Kara Holsupple from the public radio program The Allegheny Front reports.
Salon owner Marla Degenhart is enjoying a hand massage with a creamy French vanilla scrub.
That's awesome. It feels great. Very scrubby. And it's also a little more exfoliating than the oatmeal.
Degenhart makes the homemade scrubs herself for her Lunacy Salon and Spa in Pittsburgh.
Everything that I use, every ingredient that I use is biodegradable. I'm very earth conscious. I've been like a hippie my whole life. I don't look like one, but I think like one.
Degenhart adds oatmeal, fine pumice, and even ground-up walnut shells to her exfoliating masks and cleansers. These natural skincare products are the kind Sherry Mason says she'd like to see more of. She's from the State University of New York at Fredonia. Mason's been pulling an ingredient in the commercial version of cosmetic scrubs out of the Great Lakes by the thousands. Microplastics.
About 60% of the microplastics that we found were these perfectly round spherical balls, and those definitely don't come from the degradation of larger plastic items.
They come from face washes and cosmetics with small, colorful plastic beads, microbeads, that do the job of exfoliating skin. Mason and her team have been trawling the Great Lakes by boat for the last two summers, looking for plastic. Their work is the first study of plastics pollution within the Great Lakes, and one of the first on freshwater plastics pollution. Half of the plastics in oceans are microplastics, pieces about 1 to 5 millimeters. In the Great Lakes, it's 80%, most of it in Lake Erie. Many of us think of plastic pollution as an eyesore, plastic cups and bottles floating near the beach. But little plastic pieces make their way into the Great Lakes first as those larger plastic items, like bags or cups. Trash that gets washed through the storm drains. Then they get broken down by sun, wind, and water. In the case of microbeads, they come through municipal sewers. Mason says finding that so many of these microplastics were little beads was a surprise, and they could be creating big problems for wildlife.
They essentially look like fish eggs. They look like food. And so the biggest concern is the possible ingestion of these microplastics by aquatic organisms.
Mason says similar ocean studies show they are eaten by birds and fish. They're so small, even mussels and plankton at the bottom of the food chain can eat them. The plastics prevent wildlife from digesting real food, and that can kill them. But that's not the only issue. Mason says the Great Lakes were once a dumping ground. And even though pollution is more regulated now, some chemicals are persistent. Plastics found during Mason's study had elevated levels of industrial chemicals, like PCBs. Michelle Nakarati-Chapkis with Women for a Healthy Environment explains why.
Those dangerous chemicals can essentially bind to plastics.
Her Pittsburgh-based group's been reaching out to other environmental groups in the Great Lakes region, asking them to put pressure on retailers to stop carrying products which contain hazardous chemicals. They're worried about chemicals which can't be removed through water treatment. Nakarati-Chapkis says it bioaccumulates. The fish eat these toxic-coated plastics, and then we eat the fish.
So we know that works up the food chain, and then as a result will impact human health as well.
Nakarati-Chapkis, Sherry Mason, and others say that eating fish from the Great Lakes, where commercial fishing is an important industry, could be dangerous because the toxins in the plastics the fish ingest could leach into their flesh that we eat as food. Politicians are paying attention. Recently, a coalition of Great Lakes mayors asked the U.S. EPA and its Canadian equivalent to regulate microplastics. Other groups have petitioned cosmetic companies to stop using microbeads in their products. And a few companies, like Johnson & Johnson, they own Neutrogena, which uses microbeads in some cleansers, say they will phase out the ingredient. But Mason says there is no way to get the microplastics already in the water out. And while her focus is on the Great Lakes, she says this chain of plastics and pollution may be happening in many streams and lakes.
Kara Holsupple reports for the Pennsylvania Public Radio program, The Allegheny Front.